Tuesday, 28th August. The show must go on. J'ai dû finir par m'endormir parce que ce matin, je me suis réveillée et je me sentais mieux. Et j'ai pris des résolutions. Callie's New York Resolutions. C'est un jeu de mots à partir de New Year Resolutions. Je fais même des blagues en anglais. I refuse to suffer for a boy who's not worth it, as Dylan said. I am a positive person. I am in New York. I refuse to be sad. I am starting school to become a graphic designer. I need good energy. I made a smoothie from pineapple, banana, blueberry. I put the ingredients in the blender and imagined they were Alan. Then I drank the smoothie. Dylan and I are going to visit my new school. NYSVA, here I come! Back home, the evening. J'ai tellement de trucs à raconter, je sais pas par où commencer. Just tell the story, Callie. D'accord, voilà. L'école est à 15 minutes de la maison. Oups! The school is a 15-minute walk from home. Frank said it's perfectly situated, really close to us. The weather is beautiful. Warm and sunny, with a soft breeze, Dylan said this. Dylan is happy because I'm not sad, mais il ne voit pas toutes les larmes intérieures que je verse. He says he doesn't like Alan's girlfriend because 1. She's a groupie. 2. She doesn't smile. 3. She only wants Alan to be with her, not with his family and friends. I asked, what does groupie mean? Dylan said, it's like a rock star who has groupies that follow him around and think he's wonderful just because he's famous. But Alan's not famous, I said. No, but Scylla thinks he will be a famous artist and that's all she's interested in. The NYSVA is on East 23rd Street. Il y a deux entrées avec au-dessus des portes un immense panneau comme ceci. New York School of Visual Arts. Dylan's reaction. Wow, this is so cool. Ma convocation disait que je devais venir à 10h pour a general tour of the school, meet staff, teachers, and second year students who'll show you the ropes. Dylan m'avait assuré qu'on n'allait pas me montrer des cordes. C'était une métaphore probablement marine pour désigner le fonctionnement d'un établissement quelconque, les habitudes, comment on doit se comporter, etc. Je savais donc que j'allais rencontrer le personnel, les enseignants, les étudiants de deuxième année. On avait à peine franchi le seuil qu'une fille mince aux cheveux noirs et courts, qui me semblait vaguement familière, s'est dirigée vers nous en demandant « Freshman ?» Un homme tout frais qui vient d'arriver, ou un nouveau quoi.
« Yes, » said Dylan. « Well, her, not me. I'm a bit young. » She's French.
La fille a souri.
I'm Lizzie. I take you on the grand tour before the meeting.
Where you guys from? J'ai ouvert la bouche pour répondre, mais le temps que je rassemble mes idées, Dylan a été plus rapide.
Actually, I'm from New York, but Callie's from that place in France where they make champagne.
Lizzie était sur le point de dire autre chose lorsque Dylan a ajouté.
Hey, I know you. You were working at the Minera Tavern last night.
Lizzie's story. Ceci est un résumé. L'histoire originale était beaucoup plus longue.
Yeah, well, you know, my folks, equal my parents, have got money, but this is my life, my future, my choice, and I didn't want to ask them to pay for school, so I got a student loan at the bank. But at the same time, I started working evenings at the tavern because, you know, it's cool and the people are great and the pay's good and you get a meal too. And yeah, sometimes I'm a bit tired, but you know, I'm young and if you want something, you have to work for it. And I know this is the best school ever. So, you know, I think it's worth it.
Contrairement à Alan, qui lui n'en vaut pas la peine. Et lorsque Lizzie s'est enfin arrêtée de raconter son histoire, elle a commencé à me poser tout un tas de questions. Je les note ici pour apprendre les réponses pour une prochaine fois. Voici celles dont je me souviens.
Lizzie's questions. Her questions.
Where's that place you're from in France? My answers. Reims, it's where Champagne comes from.
What BFA are you doing?
Graphic design.
What sort of career are you looking at?
I want to work in social or health advertising.
Why did you choose the school?
His dad found it for me, pointing at Dylan.
What's your portfolio about?
It's a project on street art and advertising. I did it for my English exam in France.
First impressions of the New York School of Visual Arts. It's so clean. There are fantastic pictures everywhere. It's just amazing. The people here are so friendly. It buzzes with creative vibes. It's very relaxed. There are people everywhere. The teachers are so cool.
The computers are absolutely state of the art.
Lizzie said this.
And state of the art means dernier cri, nec plus ultra.
Lizzie talks all the time. Dylan said this.
There's a coffee shop.
You call the teachers by their first name.
Puis nous sommes passés dans un bureau chercher mon emploi du temps. Les secrétaires étaient toutes super gentilles et détendues et m'ont souhaité la bienvenue.
This is my general schedule. Monday. AM. English literature. Social sciences. PM. Studio work. Sketching. Tuesday. AM. Computer science. The science of color. PM. Studio work. Coloring. Wednesday, AM, art history, aesthetics, PM, studio work, communication, look at me. Thursday, AM, designer's business, commerce, PM, studio work, motion graphics. Friday, AM, space and territory, PM, studio work, photography.
Then we went into this big lecture hall, égale conférence, to meet all the teachers.
Pendant que les enseignants se présentaient, j'ai croqué leur portrait.
Sketchpad. Sketching. Greg Lipsky. English teacher. Dark hair, dark skin, dark eyes. Passionate smile. He loves his subject. American. Marina Sorensen, Danish, teaches sketching, red hair, is watching me sketch her, green eyes, smile at me.
Daisy Najafi, teaches color science and workshop, part Native Indian, long black hair, smiley eyes, Dylan says.
Ciro Qian, motion graphics teacher, Chinese. Dyed, colored, blue hair. Glasses. Funny smile. Soft voice.
Herb Henry. Sociology teacher. Tall. No hair. Bald. Long nose. Not very well shaved. Very thin. Different from fat. British.
Rachel Tan. Economics teacher. Half Chinese. Short black hair. Earrings. Nose ring. Pierced upper lip. Very serious. Ahmed El Kafafi. Egyptian. Computer science teacher. Dark hair. Salt and pepper beard. Shirt and tie. Serious. Jessica Walsh. British. Communications teacher. Blonde hair. Blue eyes. Really pretty. Talks so fast.
Stephen Sagmeister. Geography, space and territory. Austrian, very blonde hair, funny accent. I can understand everything.
Richard Wilde, designer's business teacher. Afro-American, big smile, sparkling eyes.
À midi, j'étais déjà épuisée. Lizzie, qui est restée avec nous, a suggéré qu'on aille boire un jus de fruits au coffee shop. Dylan, qui devait avoir faim mais qui n'a rien dit, a tout de suite adhéré à l'idée. Et donc, Lizzie a parlé, et parlé, et parler. Je ne me souviens pas de tout. Je crois que par moments j'ai décroché. Mais bon, voici l'essentiel de ces explications.
Lizzie's explanations. At NYSVA, pronounced Nisva, we don't really stop to eat a meal at lunchtime. Maybe we have a quick coffee and a snack, maybe a sandwich, but that's all. We usually just work straight through till 5, which is when I go to work.
Jusque-là, j'ai suivi. Une pause déjeuner, qui est en fait une pause café, et Lizzie qui enchaîne avec son travail. Quel courage!
Note to myself, eat breakfast. So, as we stop at 5, you'll have time to see exhibitions, movies, go to galleries. It's important to know what's going on in town. What's going on, you know? The Marvin Gaye song?
Bon, apparemment il y a une chanson de Marvin Gaye qui parle de ce qui est en train de se passer.
Right, so now you must buy all your stuff. Here's the list. Make sure you've got everything for Monday. And this is your swipe card for the coffee shop and to get 10% off for your stuff. And your computer logins are written here on the card. And your card is also a discount card for exhibitions. You get half price of the entry charge.
Là, je suis sûre que j'ai décroché parce que je ne me souviens pas du reste. J'ai commencé à regarder la liste de fournitures qu'il fallait acheter et j'ai dit à Lizzie,
« I think I need to go and buy my stuff now. »
Elle ne nous a laissé partir que quand elle a vérifié que j'avais bien noté son numéro de téléphone,
« just in case,
au cas où. »
Niesva. Student year 1, Caroline Normand. Username, Callie. Password, Callie123.